Welcome everybody to City Cowboys. I was trying to get our mics on, and then as soon as I got the desktop mics on, your guys's, it's just, hey everybody, welcome back to Shitty Cowboys. I know what you're thinking right now. What the fuck? 3 weeks? Not weeks. Three scheduled episodes in a row for Shitty Cowboys? You're damn shit right.
You're darn tootin', cowpoke.
Hey guys, what happened on the last episode of Shitty Cowboys?
We went and leveled up after our previous adventure, the long, drawn-out events of the Dragon Shard Sundown series. Yeah, and we went shopping, and that was basically it. I think I bought the ass hat, which is a straw hat that, upon hearing a command word, deposits the world's largest donkey called Romulus, which I intend to use as a kind of projectile weapon. I'll just drop donkeys on unsuspecting folks.
Yeah.
Sean got
a bikini of armor.
Some fancy armor he wears under his clothes and so on. Looks real dapper and good.
I don't remember the bikini. I do remember Heelys.
He got Heely spurs.
Wait, did I get Heely spurs?
Yeah, it increases your movement speed by like 10 feet, I think.
Oh, we were all such a...
I don't remember.
We were all drinking.
Oh, yeah, my walking speed's 40.
Yeah.
That's probably why I let you guys have the fucking world's largest donkey in a goddamn cowboy hat. But one more important thing to note is that don't think we did any homestead upgrades this time.
Oh no, we did. Oh, we got the cook fire, so we both got the chef feat.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So yeah, we'll need to. It's kind of like a DIY kit you guys bought, so you'll have to, you guys can go ahead and have the feet now, but we will, like, we'll have, you guys will have to build that yourselves, like, outside. It's not just a huge, like, stove thing that you guys are carrying around. It's mostly, like, rocks and stuff and spices. But one more pretty important thing of note is that when you guys finally got back to your house, have you guys named, like, your base yet? I don't think we have.
I don't think we did. No.
That could be fun.
Could be.
You got any good ones?
We don't have to now. We can circle back in a couple of minutes if any ideas pop in anybody's heads.
Yeah.
The Lazy D Ranch.
No. What's the D again?
It's lazy. It's just lazy.
Wait, what's the D though?
Well, it's the important thing you need to, you know, what a steer loves a cow.
Gerunder, what's the D though?
Give him the D.
Dingus.
The lazy dingus. What was the I as soon as I heard D, I got lost and I forgot the last word already.
Well, it ain't a ranch, I suppose.
Give it to
Lookout.
Him.
Lazy D Lookout.
Brewer's Droop Lookout. Whiskey Dick Lookout.
That's
Whiskey
a good
Dick
one.
Point. Because we've been up on a hill in a bend in the river, right? So
right, yeah.
I see your point.
We can circle back to that. For now, I'll call it Lazy D Ranch. When you guys did get back to Lazy Dingus Ranch, you did notice that...
It ain't even a ranch.
You did notice that the door was open. And obviously... you all remember to lock up tight when you left for this adventure into town.
Absolutely.
And we'll just jump right into it right there with you all approaching the house of the ranch slash point.
The more I think about it, the more I like I see your point. Yeah. Oh, it sure is good to be home. Woo. Get the trail dust off my britches and, you know, a nice tepid sponge bath. Get some of that river water up here. Myself clean.
I'm going to get in that bath after you, boy.
Yeah, well, I say baths. It's more of a, you know, knee-high bucket.
We don't have a bath?
Well, it's, you know, we're roughing it out in the woods. We don't have one installed. Where you going to get the plumbing?
That's true.
Okay, note to self.
Cast iron bucket.
Yeah, add a bathtub. Oh, I could stat that up. I could stat up a bathtub for a homestead upgrade.
Yeah, you get some kind of plumbing out here, I suppose. I don't know who I'm talking to, rightly. You was here the whole time when we was building this shack, Sean. We built it together. You know, fine well there ain't no bath in here.
I thought there was a bath, boy.
Well, you know, we just used to scrub each other's backs under the waterfall until we built this place. But anyhow,
we need to find a waterfall.
Well, that's it. There ain't none in this locale. That's the problem. You see, we got to get the water from down in the river, then get it up here, warm it up, and then have a bath. And it's a whole deal. Sometimes I just like to get some wet leaves and just rub them all over my body. Saves time. Better get inside the old homestead. I'm sure nothing bad's going to happen today.
Yeah, Jambalaya, as you're approaching, you can see that the door is about, it's like a 45 degree angle open. And the, I don't know what kind of lock you guys put on it when you guys built this place. Or if you put on a lock at all, but if so, it is no longer locked.
Well, isn't that the darndest thing? All right, well, I'm going to sling my rifle now. Hey, this here is a private residence. Any folks in there better be fixing to get their asses blowed off.
You hear nothing back.
All right, well, I'm coming in. If I have to issue forth with my firearm, you will feel very, very silly that you did not announce yourself. And also, you'll probably be dead. All right. Nothing. Who's going in, Sean? Stay frosty.
I'm ready. I'm ready there, boy.
You kick in the door, and it's still daytime out. So as soon as you do kick in the door, just this bright sunlight, even coming down through, you're in the forest, but this entire area that you guys are up on this mountain has a pretty wide berth of trees, like a clearing that there's no real shade right around the house. So when you kick the door in, the sun just washes over and illuminates the entire room. And the very first thing your eyes are drawn to is in the middle of this living area. I think it's slash bath bucket. I believe you've got the bath bucket in the living room.
Bath bucket in the living room by the range, because that's where the only source of heat.
Yeah, so it's kitchen, living room, and bath bucket. It's all coming back to me.
It's a great utility room. Living space.
It's the multi-purpose room.
Absolutely.
And the first thing, your eyes are kind of twitching to that bathtub bucket because you know how stinky you are. But very first thing you notice is that lying on the floor in the middle of the room is what looks like a... either sleeping soundly female dwarf or perhaps a dead female dwarf.
I'm gonna go over and palpate this.
I beg your pardon?
Wanna check for a pulse.
Okay, roll me a medicine check. Sean Marston, almost quadrant, Lord Sean Snow again. Ooh, 19. Hell yeah. You would have been able to figure out that she's dead no matter what you rolled. However, with that, you can tell that she's cold to the touch, probably been dead minimum 3 days. She isn't like super decayed or anything, so probably less than 10 days, so somewhere in that range. And that what killed her is obvious. It is multiple stab wounds.
Oh, God dang.
She'd been dead for exactly 73 hours.
My God. Well, I guess we're going to look her over, see if she's got anything like in the way of like a letter or something money. Like that. See if she can explain what the fuck she's doing dead in our God dang living room. I want to have a bath. She's in here sticking up the place.
Is there any money on her?
That's a good question. That too.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like an investigation roll, Jambalaya. 12. Well, you got a +5 to investigation. That's pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Or intelligent, whichever it is.
I think intelligent, I think. Regardless, you can tell that she is wearing, you know, what looks like we would picture normal like Western clothes, like a red flannel long-sleeve shirt and some... blue jeans. Have we established that blue jeans are in this world? Or denim?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, and some cowboy boots. You do notice that she got real big feet. Like, real, real stinking big feet. And then you see that while rifling through her pockets, you do find 2 gold pieces.
Nice.
And... coming out ahead already. And then you also find a beat up sheriff's deputy badge. And it's got the name Edna Robbins on it.
Edna Robbins, deputy sheriff.
What's that shoe?
That's a good question.
US size would probably be like a 15 men.
Jeez, dude.
There's some big feet. They're like canoes. My God. Just look at this.
Footna Robbins is his name. Not Edna.
Make sure you add those 2 golds to your guys.
I sure am. I'm going to add that to my currency.
Yeah, I think we have like none right now. So
we got 36 gold.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm keeping it in my boots. All right. Well,
maybe you should take her boots off. Maybe she's got a bunch of gold in there.
Maybe so. I'm just joking. Size 15 feet. Like that, you could. I'm pretty sure I heard of fellas living in these things. Well, anyway, I don't want this corpse in our living room no more, but I think we should probably check out the rest of the cabin, just make sure there's no other dead dwarves lying around the place. See if anything's missing.
So we can kind of walk through, if anybody missed the like homestead building episode or anything, I believe the layout of the house, if I'm not mistaken, is this multi-purpose room, a fucked up hallway that gets narrow at one point. Yeah. And then there's a room on either side of that fucked up hallway.
Yeah.
You guys have 2 bedrooms, but I think you both sleep in one. Is that right?
It depends on how lonely we're feeling, how cold it is.
there's been any arguments throughout the day.
Well, you know, or... sometimes, you know, you're just trouble in paradise sometimes. You know, you just gotta sleep separately.
So there's not many rooms is what I was trying to get to. So you guys could, walk down this hallway and kind of, you know, gun still drawn, I'm picturing, poke open the other doors and peek in. And it looks, by and large, exactly how you left it. Bed still made, if they were. You don't see, like, anything. It doesn't look like anything. Anybody went through any of your stuff or anything. It's just, it's like the day you left besides the dead corpse in the middle of your multi-purpose room.
I do prefer my corpses dead. I don't like them so much when he's alive. Anyhow, I figure we're going to get this Missy buried, or at least out of my living room, as a matter of some urgency.
Can I do like a history check on her badge? Let's see.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. Yeah.
If it just says, like, such and such sheriff's department on it or something.
15.
Because I think we have established that you all haven't been around a lot of the towns. Because when we started, these towns all kind of popped up pretty rapidly, right? Mm-hmm. In the entire West Hollow region. So instead of it being a history as in you have heard about her, we will say that the badge does just say Copper Reach on it. And that kind of jogs your memory that, oh yeah, Copper Reach is the town in kind of the northwest area of the West Hollow settled. The civilized area where there's actually some towns.
All the way on the other side of the map.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek. The locomotive, whatever it was called, the flesh train it had that on its route to West Hollow and Copper Reach and the Trough. You don't remember if the new lightning rail has Copper Reach on it or not, but it probably does because Copper Reach is one of the like four big towns in the area.
Principal towns, right.
Well, I ain't carrying this body all the way back to Copper Reach, so I guess we're going to... What do you think, Sean? You think we should bury her or give her a natural burial to let the animals and the woods reclaim her?
I think we should
sky burial.
Throw on the fire.
Now we tried that before out in the wilds. Remember, it don't really, you know, get rid of the problem. That's the thing. I mean, the campfire, all it really does is kind of make more of a mess, and then you still got all these bones and bits of connective tissue, and it smells real bad, and then coyotes come from miles around. Yeah, we gotta dig a hole. Ain't no two ways around it.
Real quick, while you guys are prepping the body to be moved, give me both of you one more investigation check. This time it will be to the area itself and not quite the body.
18.
Ooh, 18. Morrison, if you get something good,
oh, I got a five.
Oh, you got a five. Okay. Yeah. Sean Morrison's like ready to get this corpse out of the living room, the multi-purpose room. So he's grabbing legs, getting ready to go. And then it's at that jambalaya that you realize that, he starts scooting her just a little bit and you notice that there's no, like, blood pool under where she was laying. So that makes you think that it probably didn't happen here, because it would have been probably a much bigger mess here. And then you also notice that in the dirt and the dust of the cabin, you actually see some footprints around. And they are not size 15 men's footprints, but they are also not your guys' cowboy boot footprints.
Well, I mean, figured somebody else was in here because she didn't stab herself in the back a million times. Well, I guess we're going to... Just before you disturb these footprints there, Sean, I'm going to hold you back for a second. Can we follow these footprints at all? See where he's going?
So they actually don't go into... they're pretty obvious to follow. Like I said, it's like this place isn't exactly swept up floors. It's not super hard to...
Well, we've been here for a while.
Yeah. So you can see right off the bat, they don't even bother with the rest of the house in the weird hallway. There's just a couple footprints in this area and around the body. And then they head back out towards the door.
All right, well, somebody came here to give us a dead dwarf lady and send us some kind of obscure message from the other side of the goddamn county. I don't understand, Sean. I don't understand at all. But I don't want this dead dwarf lady stinking up my goddamn bath time. We get outside. We've been hoping it hasn't rained in the last 3 days or so and see if we can get a lead on where this person came from. But until then, we're going to give this person a decent send-off, as is fitting for a fellow officer of the law. Also, you should probably keep that badge, because,
yeah, well.
You know, just as a, you know, a mark of respect, and definitely not for bluffing people.
So we're dragging her out. Mm-hmm. So you guys both each grab a leg and start to pull her back towards the door, and
her arms rip off. It's,
wait, are you grabbing arms or legs?
Whatever. Limbs.
I was kind of picturing her with her feet towards the door.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, I mean, it doesn't have to be if you guys want to grab arms instead.
It's your kinky murderer, not ours, friend. You tell us.
So you guys grab one leg each and start pulling out towards the door. And then at that, you hear a knock on the door.
Well, oh, goddamn.
This fucking sucks.
Well,
we should shoot through the door.
Yeah. Who is it? Kind of busy right now. It's bath time.
Sheriff Peter Wild Hog Buck.
Oh, we better let him in.
Sheriff Peter Wild Hog Buck. You wouldn't be from Copper... thing, would you?
Rich.
Copper Reach, I sure Copper am. Reach. Can you open the door, please?
I sure can. I'm going to warn you, there's going to be a satin here you ain't going to be happy with. And not just because it's bath time. And yeah, we'll let him in.
All right, you go over and open the door, and you see sitting there... The sheriff is way more well put together than Chester Buttery. Chester Buttery, his uniform wears him. This sheriff wears the uniform. And he's got behind him two deputies, a tiefling female, and then a half-orc male. And he looks over and then just quickly draws his six-shooter and kind of aims it towards you two and says, "Well, I'll be damned. That tipster wasn't lying."
"I don't know what in tarnation you think you're about, mister. We just come back from liberating yet another town in this mixed up crazy place that you all call home. And we found your deputy dead in our living room, like she'd been left here. Ain't no blood or signs of struggle. Well, you see the stab wounds? There ain't nothing here. You see all the dust? We literally just arrived, like 10 minutes ago.
That's all very likely story. I'm just still going to need y'all. It is, because
it's the goddamn truth.
Gonna need y'all. Sir, you need to calm down.
We got an alibi. Own goddamn home, and I'm an officer of the law as well. I'll have you know, you are way outside of your jurisdiction, feller.
I am, but we got a tip. We had a missing persons, happens to be a deputy of mine, and we got a tip from a tipster about.
Who's a tipster?
Was an anonymous tip. About two wild cowboys up here and some shady business, and we should check up here for Edna. And lo and behold, what do we find? Edna dead on your floor. We just need y'all to come on down to Copper Reach and answer a few questions, and we'll. If you're really as innocent as you say, I'm sure a jury of your peers will find you all innocent and free to go.
No.
Fuck that. Now look here.
It's time up.
This don't make no kind of sense at all. No kind of sense. Use your goddamn head. What tarnation would we be doing with this Edna lady anyhow?
And why would we let you in the front door?
Yeah, I asked who you was before we opened the door and said, okay. Well, I could have just shot you through the door, couldn't I? I'm still here with this goddamn rifle.
All I'm saying is that's the kind of things we got to get to the bottom of. We'll do just a formal, interrogation, questioning. You all answer all questions, and we'll just, it sounds like you all probably have some alibis and things, so we'll just get all that corroborated and just let you all go after we get to the bottom of things here.
I'll go try and do an intimidating shot through his goddamn legs. Which is what I tried to do to the fella in the store, I believe. Very first episode, and it went wrong. So here's hoping it doesn't this time. It'll be an intimidating shot. With my rifle. Which gives me an advantage.
Ooh. Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
How does that even make sense? It's ridiculous. So I've rolled.
Yes. I think roll 20 might be messed up, but we'll go with it. So somehow it rolled twice where for some reason your guys is on roll 20. Usually, I think it's usually mostly you two, and I think maybe Barry. Whenever you click roll, it does that roll twice.
We rolled the same number.
Yeah, so what happened was Jerundu's first roll with advantage was a 2 and a 2 side by side. Pretty weird, but we could have glossed over that fact. The next one, though, was a nat 20 Yeah, so you fire this shot off, and it's like you were aiming between his legs, but let's say that the gun, jams up, and it's just you, raise it, pull the trigger, and just clicks, and just it's kind of embarrassing. Oh shit! And he's like, "Now I, hey!" And he's raising his gun. He's like, "Look, I see your badge there. I know you're probably a officer of?"
I am a wilderness ranger. My jurisdiction covers the entire wilderness.
Okay, then why wouldn't you want to help out a fellow man of the law?
What I don't want is to be set up by some two-bit law dog from the other side of the goddamn world who's just unannounced at my house holding me at gunpoint. Well, I'm trying to do the
you all are very well armed.
Bury this deputy who is just, for some ungodly reason, dead, interrupting my bath time and stinking up my goddamn living room.
So look, then don't you two want to help get to the bottom of this and figure out who this tipster was?
I do.
Who's trying to frame you?
I just don't like the way you're going about it.
I don't want to be accused of nothing.
Okay, look, how about this? I'm going to holster my gun. You holster yours, I'll holster mine.
sling it from my shoulder.
Be reasonable about this.
Like, we got off on the wrong foot here.
I think we really did. I think we're both going to be trying to work on the same side of the law here and try to get to the bottom of this. You got to understand how this looks at the moment.
No.
Well, you got to understand how it looks from my perspective. Yeah, we just got back from...
we're being framed by an anonymous tipster.
I don't even know why.
Well, then let's go figure it out. What possible connection would there be
to Copper Reach? We ain't even been there.
I don't know. That's something that we could probably work out together, I'm sure, with you know, your two heads and then our three heads. Well, Brandon back there ain't very much useful.
What's your name, Sheriff?
Sheriff Peter Wild Hog Buck. You can call me Wild Hog or Buck or Peter.
Wild Hog.
All right. Well, that's a very macho name you got yourself there.
That's pretty good one, ain't it? I was born with it, all four of them.
He belongs here.
Yeah, you sure do. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my word of honor as a man of the law, an honest citizen of West Tyler and the surrounding areas, that I will not try and escape or do nothing bad, and we will look at this together. But you ain't going to treat me like a prisoner, because I ain't. I am a willing participant in this investigation, as is my partner, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a charisma check.
It's going to be like a
persuasion?
Yeah, persuasion.
Oh,
a dirty 20. Nice. Woo-hoo. Okay, so they've all holstered their guns. He's like, all right, now it's going to look real weird to the townsfolk if I bring in these two, quite frankly, pretty smelly cowboys.
We just come back from a mission. I told you it was bath time.
And okay, how about maybe we'll wait out here. We'll load up Edna while you two take your, you got two bats.
You know any waterfalls around here on the way?
did you happen to pass any waterfalls?
I can't say we passed no waterfalls.
Oh, well, I guess we're just going to have to find a bucket chain from the river again. Going to take a while because they gotta heat up this water.
How many guys are with them?
There's three of them total.
Right? Yeah, they can help us with the water.
Come on, we've got to heat up this water anyway. It'll only go to waste if you fellas want a bath, too.
How about this? How about we do this? How about, in exchange for helping you all take a bath, just for our kind of... So we look like we're doing something, right? And you let us just bring you all in on the paddy wagon. And
that ain't going to work.
That way, you know, the townsfolk don't think we're just, like, treating Edna's murderers like...
Well, we ain't her murderers.
They'll assume we're guilty.
That's the issue. I'm getting on your side now, but we gotta slow cook the town, right? So to speak. We don't really want to cook them. But, I said we'd help with the bath.
Why don't you just tell them we's part of your posse?
Because they know the tipster put up posters all around town. They didn't call us on our sending stones. They put up posters with your two faces.
Oh, they're framing
saying
us.
That these two, yeah. So the whole town knows that you two are thinks you two are responsible for this. So if we just bring you all in willy nilly, it's probably going to be for your protection. To be honest, if we can, you know, keep you in the jail.
How long ago did those wanted posters go up?
Ah, shoot. I'd say probably like 7 days ago.
Well, she ain't been dead but 3 days.
How you know that? See, now, saying things like that
investigation
is mighty
check.
Suspicious.
She's been dead for 73 hours, boy.
You ain't seen...
Investigation check.
You ain't seen dead bodies before, Sheriff. You seem like a professional law dog, not like some I could mention.
Brandon's looking like just kind of watching a butterfly and like trying to reach up and catch it.
We're not just ordinary cowboys. We're the spirit of the Untamed West.
That's right.
Look, I'm not kidding.
We sat around a campfire and with a kobold and then felt this great power enter us through our mouths. We agreed to never speak of that again, Sean, but since we mentioned it,
well, he wants to talk shit.
Still hurts.
I'm just saying, honestly, I truly believe that it would probably be in your best interests and safety. Edna was much loved around the town.
Well, she's dead.
So if we bring you...
Well, not exactly, loved enough, obviously.
Well, loved by everyone but one, or maybe two, possibly. But what I'm getting at is that I think it would be in your best interest of safety if we get you there safely and hold it up into our sheriff's offices in the jail. That way, nobody around town's going to be messing with you all. I don't think a nature wilderness officer such as yourself, with not a speck of blood on you, too. And I can smell that you ain't had no bath recently.
I'm surprised we don't have blood on us.
Yeah.
Well, we do, but it's real old.
I did not see all that blood. Sean Marston's like fucking covered in blood. I forgot about that.
Just all of his arms.
Yeah. It was me.
Does your jail have a laundry service too?
We could take care of it. We could take it down to the river creek and wash it on the rocks.
Oh, come on. We can do better than that.
But I mean,
all right. Well,
we'll help y'all with the bath first if y'all want.
Yeah, well, that seems like a fair trade, I suppose. And if I don't agree to this, what are we going to do? Just have, like, we're going to have to kill another three law dogs. I mean, we didn't kill the first one at all.
See, saying stuff like that is not.
Oh, come on. You get in the heat of the moment when you haven't had your bath.
Okay, let's get you a bath. Let's get you a bath.
Yeah, I'll fit us with some new clothes when we get there. And it's a deal.
I mean, it won't be nothing fancy. It'll probably just be some linens. Brown and white linens.
I don't know, just, you know, just some drawers I don't have to chisel off.
Okay. So I guess we're setting up like a bucket.
Sheriff, you go scrub my back for me.
I thought we'd be on bucket duty. You three would be on the scrubbing duty.
Well, I thought we'd save me and Sean save time by just getting the bucket together, and you could just scrub our backs. How's that?
He leans around the doorway. He's like, "There ain't no way in hell you two both fitting in that bucket.
Watch us.
You ain't seen the special tricks. You never seen two men contort into a bucket before?
I get him in like rear naked choke, and he steps in the bath.
Just how God intended.
Got full guard on him.
An idiot. You just need to loosen the shoulder. Yeah.
Are you guys getting in the bath right now?
Yeah. My balls are just all up in his back.
Wait, your name?
It's like that Van Wilder. The bulldog's balls just floating to the top of the hot tub.
Ain't enough water even for that. It's just like two greasy men just wriggling about in a wash tub.
All right, we will go get some buckets.
We need a comic
and pretend this never happened.
It's hygiene. Ain't nothing you ain't never seen before, fellas. Two men getting clean.
So the three of them start to walk to the river, and they're like hauling buckets back and
That's
forth.
Right. Throw buckets of water on us while we wrestle.
I did not. You know what? This episode did not ever think about a 20-minute bathtub scene. Don't know why. Because it should have been so obvious. Yeah, you two get nice and clean. Do you guys have different outfits? No. Or do you just put on the dirty clothes again?
Well, we're still at home, so I guess I'll put on my my second best outfit. No time to launder the first one. This is a pair of pants I took from a gator.
Gator pants.
An alligator was wearing pants?
That's right. That's what they do.
They got little legs, though.
They do, but they got a long tail. So it's just a case of getting to get the pants off the gator. And then you take them to your local tailor, or if you've got a little, you know, it ain't traditionally work you'd associate with a cowboy, but out there, you know, when you're fending for yourself, sometimes you got to repair your clothes. You get a little bit of needlework done yourself, you can just split that tail where the gator's tail would go through, and then you sew yourself a couple of pant legs. Ain't no problem. But of course, gator pants is made tough. Because gators get out there in the wild in the swamps, and, you know, their clothing takes a lot of abuse. So it's good to adapt for human wearing, but it ain't, you know, the most stylish.
I only have two outfits. My other outfit is a skunk tuxedo. That's it.
I got my gator pants.
Special occasions.
And a poncho. And that's it.
Does it smell?
No.
Musky.
You remove the gland first.
Yeah, that's right. You got to pop him out of his butthole.
It was a single nest of baby skunks.
Here goes PETA.
I crawled in there and I killed them all.
They weren't. I mean, they weren't giant or nothing. It was just there was like thousands of baby skunks.
Yeah, thousands.
Sean's a big boy. Ain't nothing but like a ginormous litter of baby skunks gonna be able to clothe that boy. Anyhow,
right, so after about 45 minutes, after about 45 minutes of this in depth. And a very deep cleaning bath. You guys are sparkling clean. And they have, in this time, while you guys were, like, after they brought the last bucket and while you guys were cleaning, they had loaded the body onto the top of the paddy wagon, put, like, a sheet over it. All right, now you all just, it's going to be, I don't know, maybe a full day's ride, so... Just try to get comfy in there, and yeah, we'll be right up front, and you can open the little window if you got to talk to us.
All right. Well, since we knew we were gonna go in a paddy wagon, Jambalaya's stashed like some spare blankets and pillows and stuff in there.
I'm gonna open the window.
You know, if you won't come in here, you gotta knock. All right. We're going to leave this slit open to let the stank out, but I don't want you to be looking in here.
I'm going to open the window and fart through it. And shut it.
We got him. We got him. It took a while. We got him.
Because I fucking pictured that. Just fucking Jambalaya sliding it up in Sean Morrison's bare butthole.
And then Jambalaya. It was a nasty one, too.
Like they're in on it together.
I told you I was going to let the stank out.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a long journey. So, you guys are able to close that off whenever you want. And you think it's probably going to be pretty pretty soundproof. So, if you guys want to discuss anything on the way down there, you think you'd have some privacy.
Did they take weapons or anything?
Yeah, they didn't take them. They just didn't bring them.
Well, so all our guns are back at the cabin.
Yeah, which will be fine.
So we got nothing.
Yeah.
Do I still have the ass hat?
Yeah, you wear that.
They don't know it's not a hat.
Yeah, they don't. don't know about that. And I think, I mean, like, Sean would still have his Heelys. You guys would have, like, they didn't even, like, take armor and stuff. It was just that.
Just weapons.
They just didn't, have you guys bring guns down.
Okay. All right, I guess that's fine. Got my bees. Pocket wasps.
Yep, you've always got your fucking pocket wasp. I don't think it's possible for anybody to take those from you.
And why would they? Yeah, they would have to put their hands in my pockets, and it's full of wasps. So that is kind of its own deterrent there. I don't know what more there is to discuss, really. I don't understand who would be framing us unless it be, well, one of the many people that we've previously fucked off, but most of them's dead. What about, most of them we shot in the dick. I mean, it was that devil feller, far out, far guns fast.
Didn't we kill him?
Well, we shot him in the dick, but he's a devil.
Yeah.
So.
When he died, you guys saw,
he got dragged to hell with chains.
Yeah, it was like chains came up and wrapped him around.
He's gone for a while.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing about diablerie or anything like that. Summoning demons and devils and all that shit. I can't think who else it could be. Clockwork fellas all got their clocks cleaned. Clippy was still working at the stables.
Was his name literally Clippy?
Fix him up, Clippy.
Fix him up, Clippy. Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like I say, I think we've killed pretty much everybody we've come across. Well, fuck it. I guess we'll find out. Long as they don't hang us. Well, it's awful hot in here. I'm gonna get these clothes off.
You think it was that old Dutch Vanderland?
I have a plan, Arthur.
The window slides open, and you hear a fart, and then it closes, and you hear some giggling up front.
See how funny you find this, you son of a bitch, and then I'm just cast Mage Hand to, like, which is the pocket wasps out through the gap. I'm just gonna have them, like, sting, which I guess would just be like a Mage Hand, just like pinching.
Pinch the butt.
Yeah.
The butt.
So all they're gonna hear is, like, this buzzing, and then there's, like, spectral pocket wasps come fucking through the hole, stinging him on the butt.
It was Brandon. You hear Brandon shout. The half-orc Brandon.
Yeah, well, you think you're pretty tough because you took our guns. Sucker. Didn't reckon on pocket wasps. He's gone. Guess that means we win this adventure.
Wonder who it was.
Sorry. Yeah, no one ever expects pocket wasp. So, we can go ahead and just get to the town of... We'll fast travel a little bit. We don't have to do an actual 8-hour if I was just saying the beauty of D&D.
I spy with my little eye something begin with piggy. Paddy wagon. Yeah. Next.
When you all get to the town of Cop Reach, it kind of looks like somebody was trying to copy West Hollow. And they did a decent job, but some of the storefronts you can tell, like, instead of being wood, they're really just like, it's like a really thin veneer of wood on the front. But I mean, it almost looks like they were trying to get like a one-to-one copy of West Hollow, but like all the shop names are different and stuff. That is except for the jail, because when they pull you all up to the jail and let you out, they escort you guys up into the sheriff's office. This jail is the one back at West Hollow had, I believe it's just the one jail cell there. This one has three, and you could, listeners, if you ever watched Andy Griffith's show, that's kind of what this looks like. It's just like three jail cells, and then there's like a desk right there. So like, when they're going to put you guys in one of the jail cells, they're going to put one in one cell and one in the other. You guys are going to be right next to each other though. So you can hold hands if you want.
I'm scared.
It's all right.
And then Wild Hog says, all right, now we're just gonna, I'm gonna go and get, tell the magistrate that, you know, what we discussed should be able to either convince him to come and ask you a few questions, or he might just want to work through me and just have me ask the questions and then relay back to him. Sometimes he gets real busy, but I'll be right back. I'm gonna leave Brandon here with you, and then of course Brenda has got to do her rounds around the town. So Jesse, you can just kind of hang out. Brandon, you let Brandon know if you need anything, water, maybe not beer, but like water, sandwiches, anything like that. Brandon will hook you up.
Brandon, you know where to get some good bear's eggs.
Wild Hog's back at Brandon and just says, well, have fun, Brandon. And him and Brenda both leave. And Brandon just looks at you. He's like, bears?
Well, bears. Yeah, well, what I meant was, are there any in this vicinity that we could have to eat?
Bears?
Well, yes, potentially. I mean, if you've got any good bear meat going spare, we'll have some spare bear. Especially if it's cooked rare. Mm. Spare bear for rare.
Mm. He's like looking around. He looks kind of scared. He like looks behind him and like under the desk. He's like, no bears.
No, you ain't the brightest fella, is you, Brandon?
You got... Food? Do you have food for the prisoners to have for their dinner?
Food, yeah.
Yeah, can we... yes, good boy, food, yes. Can we have some, please?
He goes behind the desk. At first, he's looking at the front of the desk, and he just... It looks like he's frozen for a second. Like, he's just, like, stuck in time. And then he nods his head real fast. And he walks around to the back of the desk, and then he sees the drawers and pulls out. He's going through all the different drawers, and he pulls out a loaf of bread that he pulls out, and he just he's a really big half orc, and he just grabs this loaf of bread and snaps it in half. He walks up and gives you each one half of bread.
Food. Well, thank you very much, Brandon. I will enjoy my half of bread.
Bread. And he goes and sits down and just stares at you two.
Joke. Well, you gonna tell me a joke or am I gonna tell you a
no.
joke?
No.
I'm gonna tell you a joke.
Yeah. Joke.
All right.
If he laughs, he has to let us out.
Okay, you like that? How about that? You like that rule there, Brandon? If I make you laugh, you gotta let us out. Because we're all friends if I can make you laugh, right? Well, I guess...
Hold on, that's Adam.
No, if you laugh, then...
Hold on, Roll a charisma check to try to get that jambalaya, that deal. It's gonna be a pretty high check. Even though he's not. Oh my 17. God, he rolled a 17.
This is a real challenge
for you. All right, how we're going to do this is if I, Adam, laugh in or out of character, he says, deal.
All right. Well, I'm just going to confer with my partner for a second.
Yeah, you guys can whisper, like, we'll act like you guys are, like, close and, like, kind of bouncing jokes back and forth, and Brandon can't hear
you. Take your headphones out.
I think it would stop the audio. I can,
you can mute it.
Yeah, that's true. How can I do this?
You can mute the Zoom.
No, because then people couldn't hear you either. And I kind of went, here.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, you hear me telling jokes out here? Mm. Yeah? Not in your head, no.
You can't hear
no,
us.
Here, no, good. Well, I can't think of any jokes now. Put me on the spot.
You have to look one up, dude. Google that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to look something up real quick. You ever hear, while I'm thinking of a joke there, you like a song?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one that's, give me a home where the buffalo roam and I'll show you a house full of cow shit.
Is that how it goes?
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. That's all right. Oh, I know this one, actually.
Okay.
It's a little bit rude.
It's fine. If it'll make him laugh, that's what we want.
All right. Oh, wait a second, actually.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me just...
He's back. Oh, I thought you were giving me a thumbs up, Sean. Not yet.
Hold on. I think, let me just try. I've got to try to remember this punchline correctly.
All right, he took him back out.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this one. All right. So you ready
joke.
For you ready for this joke?
Damn.
Two cowboys riding a range, and they stop to take a call of nature. You know, you didn't have a pee in the bush. And while peeing, first cowboy, he gets bit by a rattler right in his wiener. Right there on the tip of his wiener, just as he's having a pee. And he says, partner, I've been bit by a rattler right on my Johnson. You gotta ride to town and get the doc and help me. So his friend, he rides into town. He goes to the doc and he says, my friend got bit by a rattler on his penis. And the doc says, I can't come right now. I gotta deliver this baby. I'm on a call. You gotta go deal with it yourself. He says, well, doc, what do I do? He says, you got to suck the poison out. It's the only way. Once it gets in the bloodstream, you know, it'll start circulating and he'll die. And so cowboy gets up on his horse, rides back like the wind to his friend. And he's lying there and he's all pale and moaning. I'm dying. I'm dying, partner. What did the doc say? And his friend says, Doc says you're going to die.
I thought for sure we were about to get some cowboy oral sex in there somehow. Wiener.
Well, that's a good thing about going broad, I suppose. Well, so we're all friends, right? We all make each other laugh and smile, and we're all friends now, right, Brandon? So you could just let us out of these here cages. We'll just enjoy our half of bread together like good civilized folk.
I'm going to get DoorDash.
Oh,
we had a deal, Brandon.
Wiener. Yeah. Keys.
I think Wild Hog has the keys.
Oh, darn. You're pretty strong. You could bend these here bars, could you?
Hold on. And he goes to the front of the desk again and looks at it and like kind of freezes in time again before circling back and then seeing the drawers and starting to open up the drawers. He's throwing out a bunch of stuff. Like there's like paperwork and just a bunch of different stuff. And there's behind him, what I failed to mention was that there's also an office for the sheriff that says just Wild Hog. Like next to, on like a nameplate next to the door, Brandon looks over at the office and you see him squint. Brandon's not supposed to go in office.
Yeah, but we're friends now, Brandon. Come on. How could anybody who tells a joke about wieners be bad?
It says Wild Hog on it.
Yeah, but that's just so everybody knows that that's where you can find him usually. It don't mean that nobody else can go in there, right? I'm sure you've seen plenty of other folks in there.
One more persuasion check. This one's not going to be quite as high since.
Oh,
a nat one won't do it though.
Boss Hawk said not to go in there ever.
Dang, well, we had a good run.
We had a really good run.
Well, I just want you to remember that we're all friends, and I told that good wiener joke and made you laugh, and that's what friends do. We make each other smile, and we help each other by making doing favors and telling jokes and being friends. Friends don't hang friends. Let's just remember that in case that becomes relevant later. Friends don't let friends get hanged.
Edna was friend.
Edna seemed like a real nice lady. I never had a chance to meet her real good because she was just dead in my living room. But she sure did seem nice. Real big feet.
Real old biggest feet. Bigger than my feet.
Bigger than my head. The feet were gigantic.
Bigger than horse feet.
Well, horse feet's pretty small because they like, you know, they like walk on the tippy toes.
But horse big.
Horse is big. But it's like, you seen horse footprints before, right, Brandon? You seen them? You know, they weigh, you see like horse shoes is only like a little bit of metal. But a person's shoe, it's like a whole thing.
Horse wear shoe?
Yeah. It's like a little...
Not my shoe.
No. Horse don't wear your shoe. No. They're Brandon's shoes. That's right. You're a good boy, Brandon. You're smart. Real smart. Well done.
Brandon's shoes.
Brandon's shoes is not for the horse. That's right. Oh my God, they picked a picked a winner with this one, didn't they, Sean? Jeez.
You really think I'm strong?
I think real strong. You look at them muscles. You make a muscle for me, Brandon?
He does.
Yeah, look at them. They're arms. Real big. The big burly Brandon. I bet you're your mama's big strong boy.
Strongest of three.
Ain't nobody stronger than Brandon. You can get over here. You can just jimmy these bars just a little, couldn't you? We could all help together. It'd be a big group activity. And afterwards, we can have a hug and we can tell wiener jokes.
Both of you two make a perception check. Mm.
13.
11.
Jambalaya, as you're talking to him, you just glance over towards like the front door and you see that they're on a hook to the left. Like if the door were to be opened, it would be blocking them. But now that the door is closed, you can see that there's just like a big key ring like on a hook right next to the door.
How far away is it from the cells?
From the cells, it's probably like 15, like 10, 15 feet.
Oh, okay, yeah, no problem then. The pocket wasps have that double that amount of range. So,
hey Brandon, check.
I just want to
check this out.
Yeah.
You're my little friends are going to help you out there. It looks like they're all buzzing around where the keys is. Remember you thought they was in the office? Oh,
geez.
Don't need to bend keys. The bar. Keys is right there. The little buzzy helpers will show you the way.
Yeah, he starts walking towards it. He genuinely did not realize the keys were right there.
Good boy, Brandon. That's real, real clever.
Yeah, he'll get to them like right as the bees are. He's like, they sting?
No, they only sting people I don't like, and I like you a lot, Brandon.
Okay.
We best buds now. I told the wiener joke, remember?
That's good, yeah. He picks it up and then just goes one by one, and unlocks your door, Jambalaya, slides it open, and then goes to Sean Marson's and slides it open. It's kind of an early one.
Well, if it's a natural place for it to break.
Yeah, I kind of think that'd be a really fun stopping place right there.
I have a good wiener joke.
Sean, he gets to your door and he has the key like right outside. Says, joke.
Roses are red, grass is greener. When I'm with you, I play with my wiener.
Okay, yeah. He like doubles over laughing. And from the floor, he reaches up and puts the key in and turns it and opens the door.
We don't call the show classy cowboys.
Nope. We are the shittiest of cowboys. Yeah, I think by the time we plug everything, I think that'll be definitely a nice length, at least like a podcast episode. Yeah, for sure. Oh, man, this is a lot of fun for this one. Gerunde, what do you want to talk about before we head out?
The shows that I do, those are the things.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
There's a few. You can find me in Shitty Cowboys, Jambalaya Pendergrass, hello. You can find, we'll drop pod episodes every other Wednesday, and then on the following Saturday, we will be live, just like this week. Alternate Wednesdays, usually when we finish summer break, will be Dice Talk on your pod feeds. We don't do a live show for that one. Well, that's maybe something to think about. If people would be interested in watching us interview people live, might be something we could do. Just making work for other people at the moment. this NBA, Motorsports Sport Arena, is going to be coming back once you've got your basement.
They're supposed to start on that stuff this week, this coming week.
Cool. So maybe by the time I've started work, we'll be able to go back to doing the NBA schedule.
Yeah, and that's why we do that show early, 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on Mondays.
To accommodate my working hours. And I will actually have a job again, so that'll be good. Other than that, I don't think, just keep your eyes peeled on this very network, and you'll find me in all kinds of things, doing all kinds of weird and wacky different characters, such as Trevor Senior Deckhand and Jerry Higgins. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Speaking of Jerry Higgins, Jerry Higgins was born on a Shiver One shot called Corporate Risers, and I just picked up a 5-pack of new Shiver One shots from the makers of Shiver. So they are very on the same kind of vein as Corporate Risers. So I think we could probably see a couple of different variations of Jerry Higgins.
Jerry,
there is
to
like
rescue again, yay!
Well, I didn't even mention this to you, Gerundu. There's one where it's teenagers investigating a haunted house. Teenage Jerry Higgins.
Zoinks. Hey, Scrub.
And then, Sean, you're just a floating head right now, man.
Is this the real life?
Is this just fantasy? No more of that. So we don't get TOS strikes.
I got nothing.
Halfway to Heroes coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway to Heroes.
Maybe one day.
I play any little
teasers about your character or anything?
Yeah, who are you, Sean?
A Kuatoa. I think I decided Tempest Cleric named Drip, and he has a familiar. He's a big rat, and his name's Beans. So Drip Beans.
Well,
yeah, yeah. In the session zero we're going to be releasing here soon, we talked the entire time as if Sean is a wizard. He was going to be another wizard, yeah. Much like he did for One Shot Onslaught. And then we kind of workshopped some things and some things that came out after the session.
So, yeah,
zero,
technically it's not a familiar either. It's a pet.
Yeah, it's just going to be it's a legit big rat. So that means if it dies, it dies.
So I'm going to have to protect my beans the whole time.
Guard your beans.
And yeah. Other than that, hey, my wife's going to be streaming some WoW tonight and I will be playing with her. That is, twitch.tv/that_Brittany. I was going to raid her.
We had nine people. She's not quite. No, there's only two.
Well, she's not quite ready yet. So just go check it out, here soon.
What a fucking letdown, Britt. Jesus. Sort yourself out.
Damn it, Brittany. And other than that, make sure you, or subscribing to this podcast on podcast feeds, even if you watch the streams.
Leave us some reviews because it makes us super happy when we get them.
Yes. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast, check out a stream every once in a while because they're a lot of fun too. We like dress up and stuff, and there's some stuff that's probably not edited out.
Super, super blue that probably shouldn't be in.
So yeah, check that out and just join our Discord, honestly. That's like the number one place to like
best
connect
with
us
chat
for
with
all
us,
our shows.
Definitely.
I'm in it way too much. I'm probably in that thing. As long as I'm not napping or sleeping at night, I will be in there.
I am somebody, just as bad.
Yeah, I got one thing
yeah,
to
I'm just.
About.
Oh, yeah?
Okay,
I think
yeah,
there's
what?
A bug in my left ear.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's been in there for like two weeks, I'm pretty sure. So if you got any tips,
you run to
yeah, if you got
it?
Any tips,
oh, okay, you want tips?
Post them on Twitter.
Get yourself checked. It might not be a bug. It could be a buildup of fluid behind your eardrum.
Yeah, it feels like a fucking bug. It doesn't hurt.
I had that, and then it built up to the point where the pressure built up behind it, and it perforated my eardrum. And
everyone did get a viral legit. Ear infection recently, so.
It was legit the most painful thing that had ever happened to me, getting a perforated eardrum. So I would get
oh,
that
God.
Checked. It's
you
probably
scared me
an
now.
Infection.
Fuck.
And on that note, everybody, check your ears, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Just my voice. It's been a while. I ever tell you about interfering with the eagle? There was one time there was an eagle settled up on my cabin up in the hills. The darn thing was laying eggs in the chimney, blocking it up, and I was getting smoked out of my cabin every morning every time I was trying to fry up my bear's eggs. Anyhow, I climbed up there. And the darn thing was real ornery. Tried to claw out my eyes. Well, the thing was I was wearing eye protectors made out of goat skin. Now, ordinarily, you'd think that eagle talons could penetrate a goat skin, but you'd be wrong. Because in this case, the goat was made out of molten lava. Now, again, you would think that that would burn a man's eyes, but when you spend as much time in the desert as I have, you become hardened to such things and extreme temperatures to the eyeball. So what happened was that eagle done cooked himself up, and I ended up, well, I was in some trouble with the parking
game authorities there for a while. But then they disappeared, and the charges mysteriously were dropped. So everything turned out fine.